Hello and welcome back to Everything Outside of the Box. Today, we're kickstarting Season 3, all about electronics. So, let's find out all we can. Let's jump right into it. Come on! After that awesome music, we are going to talk about technology. Technology has got a long way. It's come a long way. It's shaping the world around us. New iPhones, new iPads, AR, augmented reality, virtual reality. But in this season 3 of Everything Outside the Box, we'll be exploring the history of technology from some of the biggest breakthroughs it has ever had. The first two episodes of season 3 are called the Google segment. This one is about Google's past. The next one is about Google's future. Today, we're talking about the Google search engine and how it turned the whole search engine competition around. And it became really famous because if you want to search something up, you Google it. And that's the company name. Their search engine worked so good that it became a verb. Come on, Bob, Google this. You understand that, right? And yeah, that's pretty awesome. But how did Google get there? What did Google do to the competition to make them get to the top? Like, Google wasn't the first one to release a search engine. Like, Lycos released their search engine in 1993. Yahoo came out in 1994. And AltaVista began serving results in 1995. Google did not come until, like, years later. In 1998. Now, you may be thinking, that's very less time, so what's going to happen? Well, those few years are a major head start in the fast-moving world of tech. Well, then you're wondering, how did Google do it with all of these other search engines? Well, they had one good idea, and that was the way we search up stuff now. Before then, searching up stuff was very, I guess you could call it weird. So, back then, many people didn't know how to truly find answers to your queries. And how did the search engine know which ones are relevant to your query? And many great minds have been working on it. So, before Google came around, search engines worked very differently. Most websites used to look at the words in your search, and then they found how many times those words appeared on each page. Then the website would return pages which would have those words the most. And when you hear that, you feel, how will that even work? Many people have to go through many pages again and again and again. But then Larry Page happened. He was the co-founder of Google, and Mr. Page, well, he started thinking about links. Everybody hears that word nowadays. You press on that blue underline thing and it goes to another website. Great, great thing to have, right? Well, Mr. Page thought, how about search engines worked with links? How about links was the way they found answers to your query? Like, websites with many links pointing towards them are more important than websites that have few. And Mr. Page, well, he was right. The results were extraordinary. Google was much better than their rivals. And also, we're used to the simplistic, well, homepage of Google. It's just Google and a few links and just the search button. Like, a lot of search engines before that had stock quotes to news stories. It was very cluttered. But Google's homepage is very clean. And when they were first testing it, many people just sat there. They didn't do anything. And when Google asked them why, they said they were waiting for the whole page to upload. So that simple thing also helped them get to the top. And now everybody uses Google, and Google is truly a masterpiece. And if you're on Google right now, go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any one of those other podcast stuff. Podcast. Okay, whatever. And just go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Google, some of those big guys, and try and find Everything Outside the Box. We have many other episodes, so please check it out. Well then, goodbye.